Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Here are some of the highlights from the deluge of hardware Amazon announced yesterday. The one getting all the attention is the Astro, a $999 robot with a 10-inch touchscreen and wheels, able to follow you or remotely monitor your home. You need to request an invite to buy it as part of Amazon's Day 1 Edition program, shipping by the end of the year. There's also the $250 Echo Show 15, a 1080p display in a wall frame meant to act as a smart home hub, powered by a new custom AZ2 chip that ships later in 2021. If you've ever wanted a video conferencing device for kids, Amazon announced the Echo Glow. It has an 8-inch display, touch-sensitive tabletop projector. It's loaded with kid-friendly content. It costs $250 if you get in an early access program or $300 at retail. There's also the $80 Halo View fitness wearable that can be paired with the new Halo Fitness and Halo Nutrition services. The wearable comes out in the holidays, and the services go live in early 2022. For the full rundown, be sure to listen to Tuesday's episode of Daily Tech News Show. Speaking at the Code Conference, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella gave details about Microsoft almost buying TikTok. Nadella called it the strangest thing I've ever sort of worked on. Nadella says TikTok approached Microsoft looking for a security partner. Nadella was intrigued because it was a cloud-based service using sophisticated AI, which are focuses for Microsoft. But as quickly as the opportunity arose, it disappeared, and TikTok let Microsoft know in September it would not move forward on the discussions. Netflix acquired its first game studio, Night School Studio, the maker of narrative-driven titles like Oxenfree. The company intends to add exclusive games designed for every kind of gamer and any level of play that will be included with its membership with no ads or in-app purchases. The company also added three games, Shooting Hoops, Teeter Up, and Card Blast, for subscribers in Spain, Italy, and Poland. These are accessible from the Games tab in the Android Netflix app. For the past 3 years, Nest has offered seasonal door chimes that are available to use for a limited time. This year, there'll be ones for Halloween that run through October, before holiday-themed winter options arrive. However, the new battery-powered Nest doorbell will also get 6 evergreen ringtones that are usable year-round, arriving with this year's Halloween options on October 1st. Older wired Nest doorbells will not get the evergreen ringtones. YouTube will now take down content containing claims any approved vaccine is either dangerous or causes chronic health defects. Previously, the platform banned content with COVID-19 vaccine misinformation and demoted videos with misinformation on other vaccines. The security firm Zimperium discovered a new malware operation dubbed Grift Horse, which infected more than 10 million Android devices in over 70 countries since November 2020. This was distributed using benign-looking apps on both the official Google Play Store and third-party app stores. Once installed, the apps show pop-ups for prizes and special offers, all directing users to subscribe to a premium SMS service. The researchers estimate the operators are making between 1.2 million and 3.5 million euros per month. Instagram Reels users can now post content on Facebook in the U.S. Facebook also announced a Reels Play bonus program, which will invite select creators to get paid based on Reels performance. Some users reported that the new iPad mini appears to refresh the left and right halves of the screen at slightly different rates when scrolling in portrait mode, creating a jelly scroll effect. In response, Apple said this was normal behavior for LCD screens, which do refresh line by line, subsequently causing a delay between the lines at the top of the screen and the lines at the bottom being refreshed. Ars Technica notes, though, that this issue is not noticeable on other 60Hz LCD iPads it tested. Ars Technica sources say Valve is working on a standalone VR headset prototype, confirming references in Valve's Steam VR code to a device codenamed Deckard. This headset would reportedly support inside-out tracking, letting it track movements without external base stations. This headset is still considered a prototype, so no guarantee Valve will bring it to market. Microsoft rolled out a redesigned version of Paint in the Windows Insider Dev channel for Windows 11. The app now uses Microsoft's current Mica design language with a redesigned toolbar and icons. Functionality remains mostly the same from classic Paint versions, although it includes a new text tool for easier edits. The health wearable company Withings announced the ScanWatch Horizon, a smartwatch inside the body of a traditional diving watch. It includes built-in ECG, blood oxygen sensor, and sleep apnea tracking, with a small digital screen for notifications and an analog dial for activity tracking, similar to the original ScanWatch. The device launches in the UK on September 29th for £500, with the US release waiting on FDA approval for that ECG sensor. And finally, a new notice by the Cyberspace Administration of China and eight other regulators lays out a three-year plan to regulate the use of algorithms in the country. The notice says companies should improve their ability to cope with emergencies related to algorithm safety and says that companies are responsible for any consequences produced by their algorithms. The plan also encourages local governments to tighten their own algorithm regulations. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.